What shall we do?
We should wait on the Lord.
To you.
Thank you, Lord. Father, you are good. God, you are good in this place. Father, we offer our hearts to you. God, I offer my heart to you. God, you are deserving. Father, you are deserving of every good thing, Father. God, all we need is you. All I want is you, Father. Let's just lift his name up with our voices. Let's just thank him for all he's done. Let's just thank him for who he is and what he's done in our lives. And let's just submit our lives to him. If you're singing these words and you're singing, I give you my heart, believe that. Believe that you give him your heart. Make that a promise to him. Don't make it empty words. Don't make it an empty promise. If you're singing it, mean it. God, I give my heart to you. God, I give my all to you. I give everything to you, Jesus. Father, I surrender to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's stay at this attitude of worship. We're going to come and we're going to take of our tithes and our offerings. I'm going to read a scripture first. It's in Matthew 6:19. It says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust does not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. I want us to think about this. Where's our treasure at? When we're coming into this place, are we just here because our friend invited us, or are we here to actually encounter God? Are we here to give back to him because he's our treasure? Because we treasure him. If you think about what your treasure is, it's what you put your most time and your most energy into. Maybe it's golf. Maybe you're an avid golfer and all your time and your energy and your effort and your money goes into golfing. But see, when we come into this place, it's about Jesus. See, this is how our lives should be. It should be about Jesus because he's our true treasure. The things of heaven, that's the stuff that doesn't get destroyed. All right, we can't bring our golf clubs into heaven. We can't bring our Gucci bags into heaven. We can't bring those things into heaven. It's what we do here on earth, what we represent, what we put our time and our money and our energy into. That's what lasts. If it's of the things of Christ, then that's what lasts. So I want you to think about that when we come and we give of our tithes and our offerings. Think of Christ as our treasure. He is our true treasure. The things of heaven is not going to be destroyed. So let's give of everything. And as we continue to worship him, let's give of all of our energy to him because he's good. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this time. God, I thank you for each person in this room. I'm asking that you speak to their hearts tonight through your word. Father, that your word comes in power tonight. God, that we receive your power through our worship tonight. God, we want to worship and glorify you in every bit of our lives. God, we worship you. We honor you. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's come and give and worship God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.